Welcome to our show. Before we start, did you know that you could support our show by pushing the patron button at our website, thebillshow.net? You'll be helping us pay the bills and continue to provide you with what we do every fortnight. Political insights and progressive news, including some of the most recent clips from the U.S. political scene. Just click patron at thebillshow.net, and for the cost of a cappuccino a month, you can help us maintain our show. Thanks. Now on with the show.
The words that have been flung out from his mouth to are insane.
You, a nasty woman, we hear you say, hell yeah.
We're going to hold on to him by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like crap through a goose.
From the expat home of the resistance, it's the Bill Show. And now, brothers and sisters in solidarity, here's Bill and Randy.
And we're back.
Bill, it's been so long.
It has been. It's been another week. Another week.
How are you? Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America. This is Radio Free Australia
talking
to you. Hopefully you're under the house or under a pillow or something where the ICE can't get you.
Yeah, they're under blankets going, I'm so scared. Don't worry. Yeah. We're with you.
Yeah, a whole bunch of Anne Franks up in the corner of the attic over America. Yeah,
yeah. Here's a topic you want to joke about. There's, yes, indeed, he do that day. It is show 172, ladies and gentlemen.
172
of our weekly shows.
I just can't believe that.
172.
Yes, our new format. Our new format.
We're going to be churning about on a weekly basis from now on because we've had so many people going, why don't we hear less of you more often? And I thought, well, that's a good idea. Well,
no, you're misinterpreting what they said.
Shut
can
up
we just
already.
Have, can we? No. Can we just hear less of you?
Less of you. Not hear any more of you, really. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, as we do with our first segment, first of all, you've been all right, Randy, right? Everything's going all right?
Not bad. It's still a bit warm. We're sort of having an Indian summer, whatever you call it. Because of course, we're on the bottom of the earth, and we're going into winter.
Yeah.
As you guys up there go into spring.
Yeah.
Spring is sprung.
Well, hopefully. Yeah. But I was talking to my family in Cape Cod, and they're like buried in snow. So I don't know.
Yeah, so I have a friend in Bradford, Connecticut, which isn't far from you.
Yeah.
From Cape Cod, and she says, a lot like can't get out sort of stuff.
But I've talked to the EPA secretary, and he's confident that there's no problem.
No, there's no climate change. It's not climate change.
What are you talking about?
It's our ruse. Our ruse.
It's a ruse.
Yeah,
speaking of ruse, ladies and gentlemen,
and it's not caused by carbon dioxide.
Yeah, that's right. It's certainly not caused by anything that is let loose by the people who gave me all the money that I have. At all.
Here
it is, ladies and gentlemen, our Trump intro for what's happening not only with the with Trump, but with the Republicans. Here it is.
This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th President of the United States. Donald Trump, President of the United States. Donald Trump, President of the United States. Donald Trump, President of the United States.
Let's say China. 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 China.
Now it's time for the next episode of Donald Trump, American President.
China. 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 China.
Yes, it has been a very busy week for all those little minions. And if you know what I'm talking about, I'm not only just talking about the fact that Donald Trump is the ever-present fart and the ever-present elevator that is your life for the next 4 years. You cannot ignore him. He says the wackiest things, like, I don't know, the ex-president tapped my phone. And then, you know, well, how can you show us the evidence? I don't have any, but you should check it out. It's like,
but you know, Obama has confessed.
Yeah.
I have it on tape.
Oh, you got that one. You know, that meme that's going around where they...
the one that where they cut together they cut all together, of his speeches.
Yeah. I have tapped.
I have tapped. His phone.
Let me tell you something, Skunky. I'm talking to Trump. Is this the Trump camera over here? Trump,
yeah.
If I was the president and I thought that you had any chance of becoming president, I'd tap your phone in a minute because you're crazy. You're the Stephen King ending of every film. But unless you have evidence, shut the fuck up. Let's talk a little bit about what the Republicans have been up to, because this amuses me in so many ways. Because
there's no Republican Party, but
what?
The GOP and the Republican Party are dead.
No, they're not.
They're as dead as the Democrats.
No, they're not.
They don't exist.
No, they don't exist.
There's the Trump Party.
Randy, they do.
Yeah.
Because they're pushing through their wish list. So all these grubby little conservatives are very happy to deal with a fascist as long as they get their wish list. And this is a wish list item that has just come on.
What is it?
This is incredible. This is from Politico. House GOP bill to eliminate nearly all class action lawsuits.
Ugh.
Seriously. Seriously.
So you can't, and none of the things about like tobacco or any of those.
Oh, yeah, fuck them. Fuck them. You know, and by the way,
Aaron Brockovich is out of
absolutely.
A job.
Absolutely. Now, a close friend of mine was laid off when he was 50. Okay. This actually happened. I won't mention the company, but he was laid off from a company. And what happened is that they took all the people who were 50 and over, they put them in a division they knew were closing down. And all these guys were lifers in this business. And then suddenly they changed to a much more aggressive marketing situation. And they took everybody was about to collect on their pension, put them in this area that they knew they were phasing down, and fired a lot of them. And it was a plan to save money, to fire those people who had given their lives to this company. Now,
so they didn't get any pension or superannuation
or anything.
Well, what
happened is that the federal government put together a class action lawsuit against these people. And now this is absolutely true. This is a true situation. I have personal knowledge of this.
I believe you.
Two of those people had cancer. Two of these guys who had worked 30 years for this company had cancer. And they dragged that lawsuit out long enough so those two people would die. So they didn't have to pay it.
Just like here with the asbestos thing.
And without class action lawsuits, these guys will be fucking everyone over. Here's a read from Politico. There was a lot of national attention when Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme collapsed, and it became clear that he had stolen hundreds of millions of dollars from investors around the country. Many thousands of stories were written about how he went to prison. The SEC investigated both the scheme and how the scheme had been able to go on for so long. And a number of private lawsuits tried to recover money for investors from various people who enabled his scheme. But in all the coverage of Madoff's Ponzi scheme, you never saw one single story that said this is actually good for the free market. That we really need is for Congress to block lawsuits that would let investors recover their money from crooks and discourage these schemes. That is exactly the viewpoint of Republicans now, that this is good for the free market. Enter Congressman Bob Goodlatte, a Republican, with his ironically titled Fairness and Class Action Litigation Act, which passed through the House Judiciary Committee 2 weeks ago. Its passage was a remarkable feat of avoiding public notice or debate. With Goodlatte ramming through the legislation in the middle of the night, voting down all amendments along party lines, and refusing to even hold a hearing on the bill, which had at least 10 new provisions never included in the previous version passed by the committee. Now the bill is expected to be voted on by the full House next Tuesday. Okay? Now, we cannot depend on we cannot depend on the veto power that Obama usually had. So this legislation, H.R. 1927, the bill begins with the requirement that every person in a class action suit have an injury at the same type or scope of for the case to proceed. Well, this is impossible. Basically, you're making this a situation where everybody has to be affected the equal way for them to actually file a lawsuit. I'm not going to get into the brush here, but what I'm saying is the first thing they're doing is going after the capacity for normal, everyday people to sue large corporations, like the tobacco lawsuits, like the suits against GM in with Ralph Nader, like all these lawsuits that help.
Well, the James Hardy, the James Hardy asbestos suits here in Australia.
People from basically killing people.
Yeah.
Volkswagen. You know, I mean, you know, I mean, every time you get a class action lawsuit about some Detroit car or a car whose airbag doesn't work, those are going to go away.
Or works at the wrong time.
They're not going to be held responsible at all anymore. Thank you, Donald Trump. This is something that they are trying to put through. So while they're all doing this, while they're all letting us watch Trump over there in the background, the Fairness and Class Action Litigation Act is going to screw each and every one of you. Yeah. Screw you, Dustin. This isn't about fairness. It's about giving a gift to corporate lobbyists on Capitol Hill. And this from a president who said he'd drain the swamp.
Well, let's say you don't have to have travel insurance anymore to fly, because if you crash, you can't sue the airline. Yeah. So you'll the airline tickets will be cheaper, and everybody benefits.
There you go. Listen, if you want to, tell your congressman or senator, the senator this time, because it's going to be up for a vote in the Senate next week. Call 202-225-3121. That number again, 202-225-3121. Tell your senator to vote against the Fairness and Class Action Litigation Act. Okay? Because if this gets through, you're screwed. You are so
screwed. Yeah, you don't have a leg
screwed.
To stand on.
You will not have,
a leg to stand on if it's been chewed up by a... A tree lopper,
this
you know.
Is, this is the Republicans down to the ground. They're perfectly willing to do business with a fascist as long as they can get their shit going. Which gives me another story that just came out. BuzzFeed.
Tell us, Uncle Bill.
It was a picture of Paul Ryan, that doughy-faced little Nazi. BuzzFeed.
He could have been. Okay. He could have been Romney's vice president.
Yeah, little mine head. The Republican plan, the GOP health plan, ironic.
Oh, it's called Ryan Care now.
Ironically named health plan.
Yeah.
The GOP.
Oh, no, it's a death plan. Yeah.
Contains a now listen to this. This is actually I could have written this a year ago, and been sure that this would be true. But here it is in reality, according to BuzzFeed. The GOP health plan contains generous tax cuts for, wait for it, insurance company executives. BuzzFeed.
There's that.
The Republican plan to replace Obamacare includes a tax break for insurance company executives making over $500,000 a year, because those people need help.
They do. They're going to make so much money, they're going to have to hire a new accountant.
They're going to be fantastic. Companies can generally deduct employee salaries as a business expense, but in 2013, the Affordable Care Act capped the deductions on health insurance executive salaries at $500,000. The average compensation for top health insurance executives is in the millions. In 2014, the left-leaning Institute for Policy Studies found that this cap generated close to $72 million in additional tax revenue for things like, you know, roads. But that cap is being eliminated because these rich insurance executives deserve a break.
Yeah,
but that cap is
they're having a tough.
They are. My God, you know, I saw one of them. One of them the other day, they weren't driving a Mercedes, they're driving a Cadillac. Now that's shocking.
Domestic car.
Give now. But the cap is being eliminated in the new American Health Care Act. Hilarious. Unveiled by Republicans on Monday. That means the more health insurance companies pay their executives, the less they'll pay in taxes. Obamacare, our legislation doesn't include policies that discriminate against specific industries in a Republican aid. I'm not fucking you up the ass. No!
They came so close to a real single payer system, like they have across the border in Canada.
Policy is a win for the health insurance industry. No shit.
Oh, bullshit.
And arguably a surprising move for Republicans after they frequently condemned the industry during the Obamacare debates. Or they said things like, "You know what? We're going to look after the little guy." Fuck you. The insurance industry got us into this mess, and they're going to have to pay the price for it. Well, the insurance industry is evidently getting a nice little bonus from our good friends in the Trump administration who have okayed this thing. And you'll be looking at possibly Donald Trump signing a bill into law that will be a big giveaway to the insurance industry. So next time you bump into any bumpkin or any idiot or any classified moron who sits around saying that Trump is fighting for us, remember this story. Okay? Remember this story.
Yeah, put 5 cents in their cup.
Okay, listen. Those are the two stories I got for this week. We're going to be back. We're going to do a little comedy, and then we're going to be back with Randy's rant in just a moment. All right, Randy?
Really? Okay, yeah. I'm ready.
Okay. Be back in a second, guys.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports, and news, it's radio, the people choose. Everybody's dialing in the smiling voice of radio, the people's choice. East coast, west coast, in between, it's radio.
We are back, and it's my pleasure to welcome my guest to the show, that 3'3" bundle of dynamite, the Attorney General, at least for today, Jeff Sessions. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, thank you.
Jeff, you have recently recused yourself from the Russian probe. I guess my first question is, isn't the Russian probe Donald Trump's secret nickname for Vladimir Putin?
No, I never gave that a thought, never considered it. I don't believe anyone ever mentioned that to me.
Jeff, the reason for your recusal is that it's been revealed you lied under oath about your meetings with a Russian ambassador during the campaign. Now, seeing as how Russia is such a highly scrutinized matter regarding the Trump administration, did anyone on your staff at any time say to you, you know, shit, that's not a great idea, don't do that?
I don't believe there's anything wrong with a United States senator meeting with an ambassador from Russia. You know, I see you ask a lot of questions about it, and that's fine.
Okay, well then, if you don't mind, I just have one more question for you, and that's, have you seen the latest claim?
About the country's biggest name, they say he has foreign ties. He says, oh my God, you guys. They're mad about discussions they had with lots of Russians, and now he's withdrawn. What the hell's going on, Sean? When the USA's in trouble, just look to your favorite couple. You know it's Putin and the Ritz. Get it? 'Cause he's orange. He's one half the likely reason his whole staff gets tried for treason and then quits. Putin and the Ritz. Get it? 'Cause he's round and flaky. Dressing up their scandalous transgressions.
Fake news, fake news.
Lining up to hand out their confessions. Hit it, Sessions! Have you heard? Get a load of these two lovebirds. They really love dick. Tatorships, Putin and the Ritz.
Recusal is not an admission of any wrongdoing. It's simply that whether or not you can be...
I'm sorry, I'm having a difficult time focusing on this interview. You are extremely sexy.
When the news is constantly a so-called ruse about which he starts throwing fits.
Russia is a ruse.
fake news.
So he lies, and oftentimes he justifies all of the crimes that he commits.
Why, you think our country's so innocent?
Putin and the Ritz. Though he can't compete with you, Melania, looks like angry Cheetos cheating on ya. Das vidanya. Can't dispel the love affair that's kept DL by billionaires and hypocrites. Putin and the Ritz.
Russia is a ruse.
Putin and the Ritz.
It's all fake news.
This message was not approved by Nabisco.
Fake news.
And now it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because it's time again for Randy's Rant.
Let's all gather round.
Yes, let's
all gather round.
It's rant time with my friend Randy. Randy.
I was singing. I'm feeling better now.
Are you?
Than I was. I'm popping my clutch and...
Oh,
I'm just trying
goodness.
To give these people a really bad impression of me dancing around the bedroom.
Week,
you know, it's the same time.
I love you, man. I love you.
Willie, it's the same time as it is always. It's like 9:30 at night. It's
It's
a warm summer's night, and I just get lost in that music.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. You get your tassels going, and the Reverend, is the Reverend out there? We haven't seen him
but
for a while.
I can get them in concentric circles, too. Okay, young Willie, I'm ranting about one particular subject that is near and dear to the hearts of all of our listeners, and that's Donald Trump is a lying sack of shit.
Donald Trump is a lying sack of shit.
Now, I've lost track of the number of times, the number of lies that Trump has told, but I do remember, I actually remember this one, where he swore, because I was in America, you know, up until the day of the election.
Yeah.
He said, even before all the you know, the Wiener tapes and the Wiener emails and stuff.
Yeah.
He said, I will work diligently from day one, and I will not take a holiday or play golf.
No.
Now, he criticized Obama, who didn't actually take a break for 6 months.
Yeah, it's like
and then he took
Bernie's
one day. He took one day. He took one day to go and have lunch with his wife in New York, and everybody said, "Oh, that cost $30 million."
Yeah,
or that cost $3 million. What has this guy done? He is now. He took a break 2 days after the inauguration because he was tired.
He's tired,
and he just recently did his ninth golf trip.
Ninth golf trip.
In 7 weeks. Now, I'm saying, I'm calling lying sack of shit here. And I just think...
No shit, really. It's,
yeah.
It's so hard with just, Donald. I don't know if you'll be able to find
an example.
And he
has said so many of them.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
Yeah.
To when... Well, you actually played a snippet of this when the reporter tried to put to him questions about Putin and the Ritz.
Okay, all right. Here's our little lying sack of shit. That's right, our president, Donald Trump. Here, have a listen.
Not my
what
president.
What exactly is your relationship with Vladimir Putin?
I have no relationship with Putin.
Do you have a relationship with Vladimir Putin, a conversational relationship, or anything that you feel you have sway or influence over his government?
I do have a relationship, and I can tell you that he's very interested in what we're doing here today. He's probably very interested in what you and I are saying today, and I'm sure he's going to be seeing it in some form. But I do have a relationship with him.
I have no relationship with him.
But if you have no relationship with Putin, then why did you say in 2013, I do have a relationship? In 2014,
because he has said nice things about me over the years. I remember years ago, he said something many years ago. We did 60 Minutes together. By the way, not together together, meaning he was probably shot in Moscow.
Well, he was in Moscow, you were in New York. But that's the thing.
No, just so you understand, he said very nice things about me, but I have no relationship with him.
When I went to Russia with the Miss Universe pageant, he contacted me
and was so nice.
I don't, yeah, I've you said for him. 3 years, 13, 14, and 15, that you did have a relationship with him.
No, look, what do you call a relationship? I mean, he treats me with great respect. I have no relationship with Putin. I don't think I've ever met him. I never met him. I don't think I've ever met
him. You would know it if you did.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
I was in Russia. I was in Moscow recently. And I spoke indirectly and directly with President Putin, who could not have been nicer.
Never spoken to him on the phone?
I've been in Moscow. I didn't meet him in Moscow.
Where?
Never spoken to him on the phone?
I have never spoken to him on the phone, no.
You did say on three different occasions you had a relationship with him. Now you say there's none.
Well, I don't know what it means by having a relationship. I mean, he was saying very good things about me, but I don't have a relationship with him. I didn't meet him. I haven't spent time with him. I didn't have dinner with him. I didn't go hiking with him. I don't know. I wouldn't know him from Adam except his picture, and I wouldn't know what he looks like.
Wow, that's his memory's a little jumbled.
I didn't go hiking with him. I didn't.
I wouldn't know him from Adam unless I saw a picture of him. Well, I have seen a picture of him, but
what does it mean if I have his dick in my mouth? I didn't have any contact with him.
I have no relationship with blood. Anyway. That sack of shit is getting very wet, yeah. And I think it's starting to split. And young Trevor Noah,
yeah.
The Tonight Show, the Today Show tonight, whatever they call it now, with Trevor Noah. I love it. That yes. cute little South African with those wonderful little dimples. He is yes. actually, I think, really hit his straps. Since taking over.
Okay.
Let's have a listen to him talk about the lying sack of shit.
Lying sack of shit. Here we go.
You've been hearing me say it's a rigged system, but now I don't say it anymore because I won. Okay? It's true. You know, now I don't care. I don't care.
Trump spent the entire campaign saying that Hillary was a dangerous criminal who had ruined the country. And for that, he was going to lock her up. People chanted it. They held up signs. He even said it to her face at a debate. But now that he's got what he wanted, Truth Trump tells it like it is.
Now, they got it. That plays great before the election. Now we don't care, right?
Just, it plays great before the election, but now we don't care. You can even feel some people in the crowd were like, yeah, wait, we were playing? Trump's campaign's central appeal was that he was an outsider, a man whose main mission was to drain the swamp. He said it all the time. He was going to get rid of the lobbyists and get rid of Wall Street money and give DC back to the people. But Truth Trump, he tells it like it is.
Funny how that term caught on, isn't it? I tell everyone, I hated it. Somebody said, drain the swamp. I said, oh, that's so hokey. That is so terrible. I said, all right, I'll try it. So like a month ago, I said, drain the swamp. Place went crazy. I said, whoa, what's this? Then I said it again. Then I started saying it like I meant it, right?
You can feel the audience is going like, are we in on this? The man is saying that the basic promises of his campaign is bullshit. And he's saying it right to the people who believed him.
And those people will still vote for him.
And they still think we got to give him a chance.
They still will vote for him. And that it supports my entire philosophy, Randy.
He's...
Fuck him. You know, Bernie goes on, he sits there and talks, says, how can we appeal to the Trump voter? Yeah. You can't. It's like talking to lettuce. Don't bother. Just get the other guys to show up, you know?
Yeah.
Just get the other guys to show up. You know?
Yeah.
People say, Bill, why do you do this podcast? You're preaching to the choir. Hey, preach to the choir. That's how you get them to sing. Okay?
Yeah.
That's how you get them to sing.
Yeah, you rev up the converted, and they will sway back and forth like a gospel
well,
church.
Well, that's how they did it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. We are forming right now a Tea Party against Trump. We've got to use
a Democratic Tea Party.
Absolutely. And the thing that we can't do is divide against ourselves. We need to get this guy out of there. We need to
do
it together.
Good luck.
We need to do it unified. Well, I don't know. I think it's happening. I think it really is happening. I think people are starting to think that Trump is bigger than any petty squabbles or any squabbles that we have amongst ourselves. And people will sit there on the left of me and go, Petty, what are you talking about? The corporate interests. Hey, mate, this is about the Republic. This is about nuclear war. This is about... your kids living in a dystopian wasteland because the guy in charge of the EPA or the guy in charge of the Secretary of State works for a fucking oil company. He's going to release all this fossil fuel from the Arctic into the air, and he will destroy what's left of an already damaged world.
That's right.
This is not about anything other than that. And if you're on the left and you're sitting there going, well, I can't go with that guy who's in charge because he's not a Bernie guy. Hey, I love Bernie. But Bernie realizes the fact that this is a fight for what's left of America. Trump is a fascist. He needs to be removed from office. And there's every justification that he can be removed from office, considering what I think he's done.
I don't think he's a fascist. I don't think he's anything. I don't think he's got a brain in his head. He just does whatever the puppet master tells him to do.
Yeah.
Who's Steve Bannon or whoever, who's got his hand up his ass and makes him move and talk when he squeezes.
And that's the advantage we have. He's a child.
Yeah.
He's a total child. You know, seriously, the guy has no discipline. He can't run a company. He never could run a company. He presided over bankruptcy after bankruptcy after bankruptcy. And the reason he did is because functionally he's an idiot.
Yeah,
he's a idiot savant when it comes to attracting or marketing. But other than that, he's a fucking idiot.
I don't even think he's very good at that.
He's a dime store hood. He's the guy. This is the guy who created Trump University. He's the guy off the interstate.
Yeah,
you know, chiseling the rubes at the Holiday Inn with you know, get rich quick schemes. That's who this guy is.
That's it.
He's no bigger than that.
All right, now Now you go on.
No, you go.
It's my rant. Anyway, yep. Religious nut job of the week.
Yes.
We've got a friend. We've had him on before. He's, I think, a total nut job. So he's perfect for mine. Religious nut job. Pastor Jesse Duplantis. I don't know if you remember Jesse's the guy that, I don't know, he's sort of got Holy Tourette's. And he's sort of talking. He's sort of talking, and he goes, "Oh, bless the Lord! Oh, you know, he'll be talking, and all of a sudden he'll pop out with something like, you know." So he's got one here, where I think he's actually taken a page out of Uncle Pat Robertson's book, where he asks himself rhetorical questions or asks himself questions, and then responds to them as if people had written them in. So he just gets to say what he wanted to say. So have a listen to Pastor Jesse Duplantis, who tells us that after the rapture or the rupture, depending on, you know, how heavy you can lift, that how you're going to find heaven. Because he's been there.
Okay. Reverend Jesse, talk to me, boy. Talk to me.
Now, I want to answer a few more of these great questions about heaven that you've been sending in. What I love about the technology, people just send them in. I wish I could answer every one of them. I don't mean to sound prideful. I have an answer for every one of them. That's not the issue, but due to complaints on television, we try to get as many as we possibly can. So let's go into this great segment. It's titled Ask Jesse, where you send the questions and I give the answers. You ready to learn something today? Let's go do it right now, okay? Watch this. Here's a question from Andrew. He writes this. In Revelation 21, verse 2, it says, there's a new heaven and a new earth. Why is a new heaven necessary? Will it be different from the one you saw? Let me tell you why it's necessary. Because the stain of sin is on this planet. Satan was on the earth when he sinned. He went in to cause a revolution. God has to give us a new heaven, a new earth. Man, we're starting all over. It's going to be blessed. And the one I saw is the one that's already been created, waiting on us. My God, I can't wait till I go back. It's going to be a blessing of the Lord. Here's another question from Sheila. She says this, will children and babies go up in the rapture? Yes. All children, all babies, people that are of age, they're not of age of accountability. You understand what I'm saying, Sheila? Think about that. My God. I mean, God don't lose babies, even aborted babies. If the world don't accept them, God accepts them and brings them
in the very presence of who he is. It's going to be a wonderful time. Here's another question from a person named Sherry. She says this: when we get to heaven, can we touch Jesus? Yes. Can we actually go up to him and hug him? Yes. And can we speak to him? Yes. That's what's so wonderful about heaven. We can't do that now in these, what I call Adam-like bodies here, these natural bodies, but you'll be able to come up to him and hug him and just bless him. I saw that. I saw children run up to Jesus and just grab him. Isn't that nice? It was so wonderful. Because you see, what's in him will be liquid anointing inside that new body of yours. It's going to be great. Glory to God. You don't want to miss it. Here's from a person named Kathleen. She says, does it make a difference whether a body has been buried or cremated? That is a great question. No, it doesn't. I used to hear people say this: if you're cremated, something's wrong with that. Let me tell you something. Didn't God start with dust? Didn't he start with dirt? So if he started with dirt and made Adam, he can certainly take care of you've had a person and your family cremated. So you ain't got to worry about that kind of stuff. Let me tell you something, you're dealing with God. He can do anything. Glory to God. We're going to have a wonderful time at the throne.
Yeah, it's going to be like a giant shopping center, and Jesus is going to be sitting there like Santa.
Yeah. And all the kids are going to run up and hug him.
And you get to hug him.
And he's going to turn into liquid in you.
God, if you're Jesus, man, think about this.
Yeah.
Don't touch, man. You know, it's like, I don't know, touchy-feely.
The beard is real. The beard is real. Don't pull. Don't pull.
You know? Yeah, the beard is real.
Stop putting your fingers through the holes in my hand, damn it.
Maybe they hire kind of like people like Santa Clauses.
You know how hard it is to eat M&M's?
They hire Jesus.
Do you know how hard it is to eat M&M's when you got holes in your hand? They just keep falling through.
And fascination with aborted babies getting up there. And if I cremate a grandma, will she get up there? It's a very nice fantasy.
Yeah. He's been there, and he came back.
But he's been there.
I wonder if he sells the Polaroids like that guy in South Africa.
Is this little speech accompanied by an appeal for money?
It flashes across the bottom of the screen.
Okay.
You have to put 25 cents in every few seconds like a payphone or one of those vibrating beds in the Motel 6.
There you go. That was our religious nut job of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus is in heaven's just like Santa Claus at the local mall.
And you can
Can I touch him?
Yeah.
Can I touch him?
Can I go up and hug him? Well, if you don't have these atom bodies, as I call them, atom bodies.
These atom bodies. If you think we're ridiculing you, we are.
Well, we are.
We're bored. We've had a drink. I'm sorry.
I haven't.
I have.
That was last show.
That was last show.
Yeah.
Sorry, not this show. We're going to be back with our tinfoil hat, which is a good one.
It's a really good one.
It's the best one. You gotta love it.
Do we have enough time to do two of them?
This is like some garden variety hack preacher guy. No. This guy's a real tin foiler.
Yeah.
And he's coming at you in about about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
For episode 172 of the Bill Show. We'll be back in a minute.
Yes, folks, it's that time again. Time to discuss the news and commentary we listen to because we hate our own heads. It's our tinfoil hat segment tonight.
Yes, Randy, it's tinfoil hat time, and I have saved the best for last, ladies and gentlemen.
Always.
The former presidential candidate for president, who is now head of the Housing and Urban Development, otherwise known as the black guy, the black guy in the cabinet. Of course, we know him as Sleepy. Ben Carson, ladies and gentlemen, brain surgery, Ben. That's right. The God's politics answer to a long coma, Ben Carson. Ben was talking to the people at Housing and Urban Development about the wonders of immigrants. And then, Randy, what he decided to do was talk a little bit about, oh, I don't know, the black people that came over here on ships, we know, during slavery.
Oh, that's right. They were assisted migrants, we call them.
They were assisted migrants.
That's what we call them in Australia.
They were working for less. Yeah, they're the ideal guy working at Hardee's. It's evidently. They came here to make a better life for themselves when they weren't being the subject of genocide. This is Ben Carson. Now, I have a bit that talks a bit about the Ben's thing, and then I have a grab that I think is just so appropriate. Samuel L. Jackson heard what Ben said about slavery, and he got on the Late Show with, you know that British guy. The British guy. It took over for Craig Ferguson.
John Oliver.
No. He took over for Craig Ferguson. I'll get his name. Trust me, because I have the clip. It's very good. But here it is. This is what Sleepy said about slaves and immigration. Oh, I just love it.
They wanted to come here.
They wanted
jobs.
To come here. They were looking for a better life when they were, you know, dying. Here it is, Ben Carson, the supposedly black guy.
For Complex News, I'm Hanuman Welch. Ben Carson, one-time Republican nominee for president and current secretary of the Housing and Urban Development Department, is by all accounts a brilliant brain surgeon. But it seems once again that's where his brilliance ends. Earlier this week, he told a crowd of HUD employees that slaves shipped here during the Middle Passage were actually immigrants who hoped to better their families' lives in the land of dreams and opportunity. Yes, for real, that happened.
That's what America is about. A land of dreams and opportunity. There were other immigrants who came here in the bottom of slave ships, worked even longer, even harder for less. But they too had a dream that one day their sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, great-grandsons, great-granddaughters might pursue prosperity.
No, Ben, they had a dream that they weren't going to die on the passage. No, Ben, they were kind of drowning. No, Ben, they were kind of being whipped. No, Ben, they were kind of being tossed off in the middle of the night.
Do you have something I could wear that goes with these chains better?
Like, absolutely. I swear to God, man. I just can't believe it. They didn't come here by choice. You know? There's no way that Ben Carson's a black guy. I swear to God, if you peel back that mask that he's wearing, it's like a Mission Impossible mask. If you peel it back, there is, I swear to God, a car salesman head of a Rotary Club from Iowa.
But you know, Bill, this was during Black History Month.
Yeah.
He said this.
How ironic is that?
He said these people had a dream as well. Like, he used all the code words that you don't use with slavery.
He had a dream that basically maybe that the white guy would die. That would be the dream I'd have if I was in a slave ship. I don't know.
I saw a great meme that it had 43 crackers, an Oreo, and a Cheeto. Of course, cracker being a derogatory term for white person.
I think you shouldn't call him your Uncle Ben. I think you should call him your Uncle Frank. Oh, Uncle Tom.
Yeah.
That'd be
he's
him.
He's an Uncle Tom.
He's an Oreo
with double stuff.
Okay, and the late night host, James, it's gone for me. But there's a late night host. It will come to me. This is the cut with Samuel L. Jackson reacting to Ben Carson. It's just perfect. Here it is.
Ben Carson made a speech the other day where he said in his speech that slaves were immigrants. And you tweeted one of the best tweets I've ever seen. You tweeted, "Okay, Ben Carson, I can't!" Exclamation mark. Immigrants in the bottom of slave ships, please. Which I thought was an amazing...
You leave out the last one?
Did I leave? What was the next bit?
The hashtag.
Oh, no. What was the hashtag? Go on.
Hashtag dickheaded Tom.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
What was it that prompted such a spirited response?
Come on, man. You look at that, and you get a guy talking about, you know, slaves were immigrants, and they're in the bottom of a ship chained up, and he starts talking about their hopes and dreams when they get to this country and making a better life. It's like, you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, and it was crazy because we were in New York doing a press conference, and I was sitting there staring at my publicist, and she read it, and she looked at me and said, I know you want to, because I have to check with her sometimes before I press send.
Yes.
She was like, go ahead, I just can't stop you from doing this.
Oh, well, I'm so pleased she didn't. I mean, what's scarier, do you think, snakes on a plane or Trump on Twitter?
Oh, snakes on a plane. Trump's on Twitter. I mean, Trump on Twitter is kind of idiotic. I mean, you kind of look at it and you go, oh, my God. Plus, I mean, if dude can't spell tap.
Yes.
You know, how dangerous can that be?
Absolutely. You know? No, you're right. I feel like if he can't spell check something, then we shouldn't take anything he says seriously.
Yeah, I mean, spot him the T and the A and you say, okay, spell tap. And he still blows it.
You're absolutely right.
What is that?
Motherfucker, please.
Yeah. I'd rather do snakes on a plane than Donald Trump on Twitter.
But I mean, unfortunately, Samuel is wrong because he's actually the most dangerous because he's that thick. But man, I tell you, when I heard Sleepy. Fucking hell, what a retard.
He's not even...
Seriously, why is this man doing anything except sunning himself at some inoffensive lagoon somewhere? I swear to God.
And let his minions run the department.
Oh, fucking hell, man. So, anyway, that's amusing, isn't it?
Well, it's just pathetic. I wouldn't call it amusing. I'd call it pathetic.
Oh, like... Ben Carson is the best entertainment money can
buy. He's a brain surgeon who practiced a little bit too much on himself, I think.
Yeah. He's a brain surgeon, but he's an idiot. He's 2-1.
Yeah.
It's a dessert topping and a floor wax. Anyway,
as unaccustomed as I am to speaking.
Yeah, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's about it for 172.
My God, just rocketing through these one a week.
We're rocketing through these because basically we thought we'd do a shorter shows and be on every
week. And not lose all of our listeners.
And, well, no, we don't want to lose anyone, but if you do listen to the show, go to thebillshow.net. That's right, thebillshow.net. Everything Bill Show in one place. You can sponsor us. Hit the patron button, folks. We wouldn't mind having a few bucks. We're not asking for a lot, but, you know, if you can throw some money in the can,
we've had a lot of people go to our Facebook page, too, because they're hooking up with each other and finding people with common
they
interests.
Are. We're just a joyful little
band
of people.
I see Val of Great Falls, Glen Falls is there.
Yeah. And my Val from Great Falls there. My friend David from Boston.
Boston.
He is Boston, baby. Boston. He's out of surgery.
Beantown.
And I love you, Dave. Send all good wishes out to you. And all you people out there, keep strong, keep faithful, and get out there, make a difference. Call up your congressman on the story we did earlier. But don't lose heart, because you're not alone. You're not alone. Taking us out is Johnny Farnham. Do you like that?
Well, you're the voice. If you listen to the lyrics, it actually tells you what you need to do.
Absolutely. It does.
Dial 222.
It's a lesson. Okay, we'll see you next
time,
guys.
So long. Happy trails.
Show.
Bye.
Bye.